Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Dog Fireworks Holiday Giveaway Contest. Each store location will have a winner of a fireworks assortment valued at over $450. Plus, every one of winners will have an opportunity to win the grand prize, the Top Dog Feast Assortment, valued at $1,100. To enter, visit a Top Dog Fireworks location or go to TopDogFireworks.com to complete the entry form. That's TopDogFireworks.com.
John Granato here with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. Robin, we have seen Houston Powder Coaters work all over the city. The Ferris Wheel, Westside Tennis Club, the Waterway in the Woodlands. Now we're going to see it at NRG?
Yes, they have removable stadium seating that we are coating right now. So when you go there for your football games, for your concerts, for your monster jams, you will see our work up close and personal.
If businesses all over this city are using Houston Powder Coaters, why shouldn't you? Call Robin, 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Never been a better time to buy a Chastang Ford. When you're an employee, you get the best deal, right? Well, we're all employees now because Chastang Ford is doing employee pricing for everybody. If you're looking for that truck or SUV, there is one place in the city of Houston to go. It's Chastang Ford. The best deals with no BS, no add-ons, no markups. They're not going to try to put air in your tires and charge you for it because they don't do that BS. What they got is employee pricing right now. Chastang Ford on 610 in Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown. Chastang Ford.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At understood.org, we know that parents want to help, especially when their child has questions like,
why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone?
We provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit understood.org/the reason to get started.
ESPN 97.5.
KFNC and 97.9 HD2 Mont Belvieu, Houston. Presented by Zadok Jewelers.
The Killer Bees!
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 proudly present The Killer Bees.
Definitely a fan of The Killer Bees.
Don't sweat the technique.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, bringing you the fastest 3 hours in Houston sports radio, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Ooh, what up, Big Town? Hey, how we doing?
He's Blank, I'm Branham, it's Brian behind the glass. It is a Taco Tuesday edition of the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brian, welcome back.
Thank you. Feels like I never left. Everything looks the same.
Yeah. I will say I didn't miss you.
No, I already knew that.
Didn't miss you one bit. Twitch was missing you a little bit, they said.
I don't believe that for a second.
Whoa. Yeah, they missed you, the Twitchers.
I don't believe that.
It's what they said.
Okay.
It's what they said. Lots to get to today. Astros are back in action at Minute Maid Park. Or, I'm sorry, the Dyke. That's my bad. World Series preview? Question mark?
I don't think so.
Question mark? Playing well, playing really well, both of these teams. Rematch of the 2022 World Series. These pitching matchups are sexy, too. We'll discuss later. But tonight, pair of southpaws that are very, very good. Framber Valdez for the Astros, Ranger Suarez, who's been fantastic for the Phillies. He'll get the ball in Game 1. We'll get to that a little bit later. A mailbag Monday on a Tuesday, because there's just so much to talk about yesterday in terms of Kevin Durant. So we'll have a mailbag Monday on a Tuesday. Jeremy Pena hired Scott Boras, so that is out there. We'll discuss. But Kevin Durant, this is the second radio program we've had since the Rockets unofficially have added Kevin Durant to the fold, to the mix. Now what? That's the question now. Yesterday was a day of like celebration. What does he bring? What is the team going to look like? Where is their status amongst the NBA elite? I think the question that you have on a Tuesday now as we get ready for 3 hours of Kevin Durant. Now what? Now what? What do you do now that Kevin Durant is a Houston Rocket?
Yeah, I think there's plenty to be done. I think that they're not done by any means. I mentioned yesterday, I think that they're actively pursuing somewhat of a kind of a B-level replacement for a Dylan Brooks, maybe a 3-and-D guy. They're looking for shooters. They're looking for veterans on more veteran minimum or friendly contracts. They do have some money to spend. And I think with the draft this week, that they are still preparing, like there is a chance that they may move into either the first or second round, because depending on what they do salary-wise, filling out their roster, getting a second-round pick and putting him on the roster with no long-term commitment at a very cheap price can do a lot of good sometimes for a franchise filling out the back half, the last couple spots on the roster. But I think more importantly right now, they are looking for help in the shooting and kind of the wing area across the league.
Via trade or via free agency?
I think it could be both, but I think they're starting right now, or they're focused right now on still trying to make trades.
Yeah. That's my desire, too. I think more shooting guard than small forward. Is there a difference between the two? Not really. Like, the two and the three are pretty interchangeable in basketball in the NBA nowadays, where it's become much, much more positionless. I want a guy who can shoot the ball really well and play really good defense. And that's really my only parameters. What else I need this offseason? I don't need them to be splashy the rest of the offseason. I don't need them to go out and trade Reed Sheppard and Cam Whitmore and a bunch of draft picks for, like, you know, a pretty good guard. I'm happy. I'm content with the roster. I'm very content.
No. I think the roster, if it just sits as it is right now, is good. But I think that they still have the ability where they sit, what they have financially that they can use, and options like that where they can get better. They can improve this roster. The draft is where a lot of movement. You're seeing trades. You saw a trade late night into this morning. You saw another trade about an hour ago. This is supposed to be the crazy season, and Shams said it might be the craziest ever, but it is looking like teams are trying like crazy to make a multitude of moves. And I think the Rockets are going to be involved in that, because I think you're right. I think that they're good the way they sit right now, but they could improve, and it might be a name that you're not familiar with, or a name where you go, is that what they're doing? But as that name and that player fits into who they already have, it can provide a lot of big-time return on investment if they can shoot the basketball. If they can shoot the three and play a little defense, there's a role on this team for a player like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty crowded, but I do think that there is a spot in the rotation for a player like that. Unless Cam Whitmore is that guy, which I don't know that he is. Because, I mean, you're pretty too deep at every position. Like, if we're saying that Reed Sheppard's going to be your backup point guard-ish, you assume they're bringing back Fred VanVleet, which, by the way, the contract on Fred VanVleet, I've seen some people, like the David Wiener guy, Bima Thug, however you pronounce that Bima's name. They're saying that if he accepts like $25 million per year or whatever, that it could get him below like the first apron or whatever, and their mid-level exception would be higher than the one that we talked about yesterday. So that would be nice. Instead of spending like $5.5 million per year, you could get it up to like 11. So that would be a big difference.
Up in salary.
It would be down. Fred VanVleet would be down.
I know, to get out of that, but the initial rumors that I mentioned yesterday that I had heard in terms of numbers after they opt out of the 44, whatever it is, plus, would be a new 3-year deal at 20 a year, 60.
Oh, 20 would be even better.
So if they could get that done, I think that that's perfect for a Rockets team that's looking to make sure you have some wiggle room financially, and like you said, try and get a little bit of a higher dollar figure to use as a pawn to try and get, and I don't think there's going to have to be a whole lot of twisting of arms to get veteran players that want to play here, but I think to what you said, this team would be a perfect situation for a versatile guard forward that could guard a little bit and shoot to add to Kevin Durant, and it could make them a better ball club.
Like, okay, so just go through the 2D. Fred VanVleet, Reed Sheppard. As of now, like, we're assuming nothing. Like, if you're playing a basketball game today, you roll out the basketballs, go play. You're two. Amin Thompson's your starter because you're trying to fit your best five. It's like the offensive line. Like, is he a natural two? No, but you're playing your best five. Okay, he's got to be out there. So Amin would be your two. Your backup two at this time would be Cam Whitmore. Cam Whitmore would be your backup, too, if you put together a two deep of the Houston Rockets currently today. Kevin Durant, your three. I guess Jayshon Tate would be your backup three. Then your
Wouldn't
four.
Wouldn't it be Tari?
I forgot about Tari. Good call. Yes, it would be Tari. Tari would be your three. Your four would be Jabari. Mm-hmm. Who's your backup four? Either Tari or Jeff Green? Like, Tari can play a little small ball four.
I think Tari's probably doing both.
Your starting four is Jabari, right?
What's that?
Your starting four is Jabari.
Yeah, Jabari's your starting four, and then, like, either Tari or, you know, if you re-sign Jeff Green, like, what? Okay, there's your backup four. And then your five is Alpi, with your backup being Steven Adams.
Right.
So, like, there's your Rockets two deep as it's currently constructed. So anybody that you add that's like a 3-and-D wing, who is it bouncing out? It's bouncing out Cam Whitmore.
Yeah, and I think that, like you and I talked about yesterday, the people I've talked to have said that there's still a pretty good market for a Cam Whitmore. There's teams around the league that think fresh start, new environment, and maybe give him the ball more like he wants instead of dealing with what he had to deal with here, which was you have to play defense, you have to do other things, you have to play smartly, and you have to be a good teammate. And he didn't like any of that. But if you can put him in an environment where maybe a lesser than team, where he has the chance to be a guy that gets the ball more, there's teams that love his basketball acumen to where you could get rid of him and pick up either a pick and or a player that could help you.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
You don't think Reed's the backup too?
I mean, I think he's more of a combo. So like 1-2 is fine.
That's
but like if
thinking.
You're trying to fit in like your best 10 players, I mean, who's your backup point right now?
I think it's Reed.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that to get him enough minutes, it might be Reed at both positions.
Yeah, that's fine. Like you're not gonna play 10 guys.
No,
like
that's
the
what
other
I'm saying.
Thing. Like
yeah.
We're talking about the two deep being in your rotation. You're not really going to play 10 guys. Maybe 9, maybe 10 early in the year. Then you trim it down to 9 as you get closer to the end of the season stretch drive. Now, you don't think Kevin Durant's going to play every day, so that adds some minutes whenever he doesn't play. You don't think Steven Adams is going to play like second legs or first legs of back-to-back, so it adds some minutes there. But no, this is a hard rotation to crack. That's why it wasn't a big deal whenever you combined a couple of players from the rotation to trade for a better player in that rotation, because you have a lot of dudes who didn't even, like Cam Whitmore didn't play in the playoffs. Reed Sheppard didn't play in the playoffs. So like those guys need to get minutes.
Well, that's the thing too, because when they go down to the D League, they feast. And so you know that the competition level is not making them any better. In order to be better NBAs, you got better NBA players and better pros, you got to play against the competition that you're going to see on a nightly basis. And that's all that's left for those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
But they believe in the basketball ability of both guys. They believe, whether you like it or not, Israel, they believe Reed Sheppard is going to be a huge piece of this puzzle going forward for the foreseeable future.
Yes, bum.
But in order to do that, to your point, they have to be on the floor. They have to get minutes. But I still think that there's a chance because, like you mentioned, look, Amen's got to be in there for defense and the fact that he does a lot to get points without having to be a great shooter. But at a certain point, if you could get someone that shoots it better, now there's your backup two that could get minutes at the three, that can kind of spread the floor a little bit when Alpi's getting doubles and or whatever happens where Kevin Durant is.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be Rafael Stone does the rest of this offseason is going to be fascinating. There is some, like, I don't know if we would call this rumors, would we? I seen some Twitter, how would we describe this? Chit-chat, some Twitter chit-chat. Let's go with that. Some Twitter chit-chats are what I've seen of the idea that Fred VanVleet, you kind of just let him walk, James Harden, free agent. Like, I haven't seen this actually be a real rumor, have you?
John and Lance had Roosh on this morning, and he threw it out there.
He's hearing it, or just like a theory, like an idea?
I didn't hear it, but I know that it was thrown out there. I don't know all the context of how it was thrown, but I also had heard Dell mention it. There was, I think, I was looking for it. I couldn't find it, but I thought Dell mentioned one of the writers or someone that had thrown it out there. But obviously, Twitter is going crazy. First of all, please don't do it. Please don't do it from my standpoint, just because it would be a nightmare and it could screw up anything good that you've already done to build this roster, in my opinion, because he's so ball dominant. So I think the other thing that goes with that is Ime turned his back on him once for Fred VanVleet. Why in the hell would he now suddenly go, you know what, that's the guy that I want, and I want him more than Fred, and I want to pair these two guys back up like I had in Brooklyn?
Unless Durant demands it.
See, I mean, that's always a caveat that you have to consider, because when you hear what Kevin Durant said about how he basically said he orchestrated this trade with Phoenix, and I know Phoenix's front office and ownership right now is in complete disarray, and they don't know what they're doing.
How do we know that, though?
Because like, I have people.
I
can tell you exactly how I know that. I have people that are very close to the situation.
The GM's been on the job for like 3 months, though.
That have told me so. Okay, and the GM came from where?
Well, he used to be the head coach of USF.
Yeah.
Basketball.
He's got a big college background, but as a general manager, he has a lot to be desired.
How could we know that 3 months onto the job, end of the job, though? I'm not saying you're wrong, because I thought it was a very questionable hire to begin with, but how do we know it's dysfunction right now?
I have sources that have.
But what has he done to be dysfunctional?
I can't say it on the air, but I can certainly tell you.
I mean, you kind of dragged him already.
Well, because I'm telling you that he's not qualified for the job, and I don't think that he's the right person for the job. And I think he's also, much like we've seen and questioned about other franchises, even with the Astros from time to time, he's also basically being a puppet for the owner, who's doing whatever the hell he wants, running roughshod, saying, I own this team, I'm going to do whatever I feel like doing today. And that is not creating a structured plan for we're either rebuilding, we're going for it, or we're trying to stay relevant. And I don't think any of those three things are in play and solidified for the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah. I could I think it's too early to grade his tenure, but I thought that was a very questionable hire. Oh, very questionable hire.
It was more than very questionable. And then you wonder how it's going to work with a first-time head coach who's going to look to that guy for some guidance in terms of the correlation between head coach, general manager, player acquisitions, things like that.
Yeah.
And it just seems early on like this guy has a lot to be desired.
I mean, the goal, not saying it's going to happen and not doubting your sources, the goal whenever you clean out the front office and coaching staff is that you get a change of culture. It's like that's what they're trying to do. We'll see. We'll see if it plays out that way. Like, but I was very questionable decision.
Their last general manager did a lot of good things, and he was an ex-player, and he understands the league. And this was kind of the owner coming in saying, I want all my guys. He looks for a lot of guys with Michigan State connections like he has, but he just basically didn't do a whole look on the back of the baseball card kind of thing when you terms the resumes. He just brought in guys that he thought, hey, good dude, I like that guy. Let's bring him in.
Yeah. You're talking about James Jones?
Yes.
They kept,
James
they
Jones
kept
was
him.
Very good.
They kept him. He's still in the organization.
You hope that he's leaning on him.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like he is.
I'm really curious if they draft Jay Richardson at number 10. Because, like,
as
the owner
Sparty,
wants Michigan State. Michigan yeah. State guy, number 10. Like, he's not projected to be really a lotto pick. He's supposed
no.
to be outside of the lotto. But, yeah, there's
rule
been
it
some,
out.
There's been some scuttlebutt if maybe because he's a Sparty that he'll reach for him at number 10. All right, what else is there to do for Rafael Stone? What should the Rockets do this rest of the off? It's just getting started. 713-780-ESPN. There's also a rumor out there, Matt Young at the Houston Chronicle, putting this rumor out on the Houston Chronicle today, that the Rockets, and you mentioned this yesterday, are keeping track of the draft still. And that they could potentially trade into the first round, probably back half of the first round, depending on five players that they're keeping their eye on. Who in the world could those five players be? 713-780-3776. HRMP listener line. We're on YouTube at ESPN Houston. We're on TikTok at ESPN975. I'm at Jeremy J. Branham. We're on Twitter at ESPN975. Blankers at Pac-Man Joel. Brian at Sack by BMAC. I'm at Jeremy Branham. Killer Bees, ESPN975, ESPN925. I just have basketball in my blood these last couple of days. I love off-season basketball, and it makes me want to go out and shoot some hoops whenever I talk about off-season basketball. And if you're going to go outside and shoot some hoops, you need to go outside and shoot some hoops with a goal from Pro Dunk, because they make the highest quality basketball goal on the market, unlike anything you find in the big box stores. You don't want to waste your time there. It gets bent out of shape, backboard gets messed up, rim is crooked, you have to do it yourself. Nobody wants that. Get a goal from Pro Dunk. They have a tempered glass backboard, gives you a true, authentic feel. A breakaway rim, we'll talk about that in a minute. Stainless steel hardware, and of course it's Houston, so it's rust-proof. It is height adjustable. That's where the breakaway rim comes into place. You can lower it to 5 feet, raise it up to 10 feet, throw down some jams, work on your shot, whatever you want to do. Their new goal, Thor, you can raise and lower the goals with a drill even. It's called their lightning adjust feature. You can get anywhere from 5 to 10 feet in 10 seconds on that bad boy. Their accessories are next level too. LED night kits for light, LED light kits for night play. You're at work, kids are at school, you can only play in the evening when the sun goes down, get LED light kits. Plus, it's a little cooler at night. Backstop nets, pole pad lettering, and lots more, all online at produnk.com. You can order professional installation online as well. That's right. The pros at ProDunk will professionally install your goal at the perfect height, perfectly straight. You don't have to worry about it. Let the pros at ProDunk do the work for you. That way you can't screw it up. Give them a call at 281-351-9822 and visit ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hi. My name is Scott McGrath, and I am the chief bug killer at McGrath Pest Control. In the Bible, you will often hear the story about Noah's Ark and how all of the creatures of the world loaded up on his boat in boy-girl pairs while the rest of the world flooded. And thanks to Noah, they were able to repopulate Earth after it stopped with all that rain. Well, if that had been the story of Scott McGrath's Ark, I would have went into the section of the boat with all the insects and taken a flamethrower to it. The hyenas and cats and crocodiles and unicorns would have heard my maniacal laughter over the popping and hissing of a 2x2 barbecue. But since I was not on that boat, our world is riddled with nuisance pests, and I've made it my mission to play the world's biggest game of catch-up. Please give me the honor of exterminating ants, roaches, and pretty much anything that is alive that you don't want around your home or office. Call McGrath Pest Control at 281-469-8240 or visit McGrathPestControl.com. Our costs are low. For a good time, follow me on Twitter at McGrath Pest. Thank you.
Guys, looking for a true MVP haircut experience? Want to be pampered while watching your favorite sporting event? This is Emily with Team Hopper of Sport Clips Houston. Visit one of our 13 Houston area locations in June for our ultimate MVP relax and repeat event. Receive an ultimate MVP for the price of a regular MVP and level up with one of our sport-inspired playmaker scents. Stop by our Valley Ranch location in New Caney June 22nd through the 28th for a Vibe and Thrive community-focused event where we will donate $5 from every MVP treatment to the charity of the day. We'll have prizes, games, and raffles. Come see us and support a local charity. Because of our growth, we turn to HRMP to manage our human resource and payroll needs. HRMP is truly a cut above.
Learn how HRMP can support your business. Call 281-880-6525 or visit HRP.net today. That's HRP.net.
You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
The summer circuit continues this week. Join ESPN Houston every week as we visit different spots all over the greater Houston area. Each week you can register to win our grand prize of the summer. A pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. It's a $4,000 value. All you got to do is stop by the promo table at the broadcast, smile on your face, and register to win. This week, we'll be hanging out, enjoying food and drinks at Cactus Jack's Bang Bang in Baytown. We'll also be out at Drift on Friday. They got a bunch of stuff going on at Drift on Friday, the official LSU headquarters. They're going to have a bunch of their alcohol vendors. If you like to drink for free, you should be out at Drift on Friday as well. But come out and join us Thursday and Friday. This Thursday, again, Cactus Jack's Bang Bang. This says Baytown. Yesterday when we mentioned Baytown, we had a lot of texters. And by a lot, I mean a lot. Saying that that's more Mont Bellevue. Not Baytown. So I don't know who's writing these reads. I don't know their geography of, you know.
Google could tell us in 5 seconds,
out
right?
Out there. But, yeah, the text line yesterday said it was more Mont Bellevue than Baytown.
Google says Baytown.
Google says Baytown. Listeners say Mont Bellevue. So whatever you guys want to say.
Either way, I would think our signal is crystal clear.
No doubt.
I would think that it is coming in better than it's ever come in before.
But that side of town, Cactus Jacks. Bang, bang. Find the entire summer circuit schedule at ESPN975.com. All right, five players the Rockets could be monitoring. Any validity to the James Harden in play for the Rockets? I give this a less than 1% chance.
Yeah,
I don't believe the validity of it. I think it's just a little bit of chit-chat on the internet.
Yeah, I reached out for some folks to hopefully validate that there's a 0% chance.
The only thing that would change it is Kevin Durant says, give me my guy. Which, are they tied? I don't even know.
I was trying to think of how, when it all ended, I know that Kyrie and James were definitely not getting along, and I don't know if KD was playing Switzerland or that KD had a camp, but James and KD have always been super close, so maybe that relationship was salvaged when everything went sour in Brooklyn. I don't remember.
Yeah. 713-780-ESP. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Your guy, our guy, everybody's guy. Israel, you're in the hive. What's up, Israel?
What up? Hey, Wisconsin. I don't care who you know. I seen him. I know basketball. I seen Shepard the whole season, bro. You know who better than him? Drew Holiday, brother. The Holiday is better than him. He's not going to get no time. Yeah, he miraculously got a little taller and his jump. He's got knock jumps now. If that's the case, he's a number three pick and they would have played him last year. You don't develop a number three pick talking about, we got to give him some time to get comfortable. No. He's a number three pick. And when he get in there with KD, in fact, they trying to win the championship. They got half all the babies in them. You know what I'm saying? If he can't produce, they going to get rid of him. I don't care who you know. They is not going to take this season. They've invested in KD. They going for that chip. They don't care about Reed Shepard. Like, y'all can paint over the lovely face. You can believe in Santa Claus. You can believe in Santa Claus. You believe in anything. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter of fact, I want him to play. I'm going to laugh all season. I want them to play, and they're going to send them to the G League. Because they're trying to get a chip. All right, y'all.
Hey, Illinois, I heard all your noise. I heard your Chi-Town hustler, all your stuff you got to bring to the table. I'm just telling you, and you don't have to hear it from me. You can have names for other people that will tell you the same thing nationally and locally. They like Reed Sheppard. Now, if there's a great deal that comes along, I don't think they're opposed to trading Reed Sheppard if it means making the team better. But in their mind, they like Reed Sheppard.
Do you know he's from Illinois?
Yes, he's...
Yeah, he Israel frequently says he's from Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, he frequently says that.
I didn't know that. So is Israel rooting for the Rockets or not? Because if he's rooting for the failure of Reed Sheppard, that is anti-Rocket.
I thought Israel would actually sing happy birthday today before he got off the air because it's Reed Sheppard's birthday. It's got to be his favorite day of the year. I think Israel's a Rockets fan for everybody except for Reed Sheppard.
Well, we'll see. I hope he does play, too, because if he plays well, then... Israel would wear it. If Reed proves Israel wrong, he'll wear it. I know he will. It's 100% Mont Bellevue, says a texter. Mount Bellevue is to Baytown what Pasadena is to Houston. It's the same-ish. Pasadena is the same-ish Houston.
No, not pass even
the,
close.
Pass the get down, Dina.
Not close.
Come on. It's not close. But, yeah, we're going to be out there Thursday, wherever it's at. We'll be there.
I don't know. I'll show up to the place it says on Google Maps, and Google Maps calls it Baytown.
Cactus Jacks. Bang, bang. If Eric says that Israel is the dumbest human I've ever heard on the radio, we're not going to read your insults on the air. 713-780-3776. Just whenever Israel comes in, we get a flood of texts that are demeaning to Israel. Just because you send those doesn't mean we're going to read stuff like Israel's the dumbest human I've ever heard on the radio. Plus, his take can't be validated yet. Like, we don't know what Reed Sheppard's going to be. How is Israel wrong? How is it a dumb take? We haven't seen if Reed Sheppard's going to be good or not.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Again, they're not really looking to give Reed Sheppard more time in the G League because he tore it up there. They need to find out how quickly they can get him ready for NBA basketball. And Israel, I hate to break this to you, there's been plenty of guys, and we looked this up in the past, plenty of guys that were number three picks that didn't develop in the first year that they were drafted, but turned out to be pretty damn good basketball players along the way. You got to have room on your roster and room in your rotation to get your highest draft picks playing time. And for Reed Sheppard, he went to a team that was already pretty loaded with young talent, And he wasn't ready yet to be the kind of player that they expect him to be. So he didn't play in year one. We have to wait and see but I'm just telling you, from an organizational perspective, they love them some Reed Sheppard.
But we don't know if he's going to be good or not.
No, I said that.
We don't know if he's going to be good. I think he's going to be, I don't know how good I want to say. I think he's going to be fine. But we don't know yet. Time will tell. Grinding coffee and whiskey on the Twitch says low IQ with that moron at the very least. We're not reading that kind of stuff. Don't stop sending it to us. Stop typing it because we're not going to read. Our listeners have low IQ. Not going to do it. A texter, Westbrook is more likely than Harden. I think that's true. Because he'd be cheaper.
I think that's absolutely correct. I cringe at even Russ coming back here. Not because everybody that had him when he was in Houston says he was an unbelievable person, treated everybody just with a ton of respect, was respectful of the coaching staff when Silas probably didn't have many guys like that. Prior to Silas, he just didn't like James's antics. But I just don't know what Russ brings to this team because you bring in a point guard that can't shoot. And I know that he can go downhill.
He just plays hard.
Yeah, but again, when you look at some of the mistakes he made late in the year and in the playoffs for Denver, he was still making some not high basketball IQ mistakes and decisions that I don't think this team really needs.
Yeah, I like Russ. I don't think he's a good fit with the Rockets. I think he's a good fit for somebody who needs some energy off the bench. And like Brian said, I think they have enough of that. My prediction is the 27 Suns will contend for the worst record in the NBA. 6-76, book it now. See, they still have some players, man. Like Dylan Brooks is fine. Jalen Green's he averages 20 a game. They still have Booker, obviously. They have the number 10 pick. Like, I think it's going to be impossible for the Suns to be that bad
Grayson
with the
Allen.
Talent that they have.
They got some veterans.
I saw they
play.
Were shopping them.
Yeah, because because his salary is, I said it yesterday, but his salary for the next 4 or 5 years is ranging between $16 and $19 million a year.
Yeah, so I mean, they're obviously going to be fun to track. I just think there's too much talent for them to be awful. But if they have bad culture and they have a bad front office and bad organization, then anything's possible. Dream, right? Brandon T. Julia's in Mont Bellevue, which is next to Cactus Jacks. Okay, thank you, Brandon T., for that information. Let's bring back Harden, Russ, CP3, Tracy McGrady, and P.J. Washington. Why P.J. Washington? I think he meant P.J. Tucker.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's that? Where's the connect with P.J. Washington? Not that P.J. Washington wouldn't be a good fit here if you wanted to have a bulky power forward that can shoot a little bit.
That was a little bit of a slip there. Yeah, he corrected it, said Tucker. Signed Fred for 2 years, $44 million, and then signed Gary Trent Jr. with the MLE. I could get on board with Gary Trent Jr.
Gary Trent Jr. really, I mean, aside from the big mistake in the playoffs that ended up eliminating the Bucks. Gary Trent Jr. came on. He's slow start shooting the ball, but at 6'5", he's got a little size, and he can shoot the basketball.
They need a backup point guard. Shepherd is not it. Keep saying the number three pick is a bust. That guy, absolutely not. Laugh emoji is Israel. Well, I mean, I wouldn't hate a backup point guard because I'm not sure that Reed is a point guard. I really don't. He's more of a combo guard for me.
But I think in this system, you can get away with a combo.
You can get away
guard.
With it.
Yeah.
You can get away with it. Brandon T, I wouldn't be against signing Grimes, but I don't know how much they have to spend or what it will cost. I don't think it's feasible. We played the numbers on it yesterday and the cap figure and all like the money that Grimes is expected to demand. It doesn't seem like that would be feasible to
it's
get
about
Grimes.
25. Yeah.
How are you doing that?
The estimate right now is about 25. Now, is it possible? Yes. But how creative they would have to be to make that possible and what the rest of the roster would look like, probably not good.
Yeah. Todd, the show, Cactus Jack's website says, opened in December 23, our one and only location brings a true honky-tonk atmosphere to Mont Bellevue, giving folks a hometown spot to enjoy some scratch-made meals, live country music, and high-energy nights, perfect for date nights. I'm taking Blankers on my date night. Birthday parties, a night out with friends, Blankers and I, or catching the big game.
They got food.
All right. Don't bury the lead.
They got food. Sometimes we go and we wonder those questions. That's good to know.
Not only do they have food, but they have scratch-made meals. Mm. That sounds delicious.
It really does.
I cannot wait to visit Mont Bellevue at Cactus Jack's. Bang, bang. We got a fun week, though. Cactus Jack's on Thursday, and then Drift.
Yeah. So on their own website, I went to like the info about us, and the address says Baytown.
Maybe it's one of those
things. On their own
things,
website.
Like,
maybe
some...
they just don't want to. What do you
they
call
don't
it?
Associate with the.
No,
certain
you don't
baddies?
Want to. You don't want to offend. You want to be an equal opportunity establishment. So you don't want to cancel out one or the other. So you claim both.
Yeah, it's out that way. It's out that way.
Just head down I-10.
Yeah, I-10, about an hour and a half, you'll be there.
Yeah.
You'll see us. Put it in Waze and find out where you are. Rack and Pete, bring Russ back. Besides, I'm building a shed and need a good bricklayer. I see what you did there. I see what you did there, Pete. All of Houston has to stay away from criticism towards Durant on social media. Turn it off or we lose the trade, Aggie Matt. Let's get into that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Reed's on-ball reps last year were so much better than his off-ball reps, IMO. I think he's a McConnell type long-term. I don't hate that comp. I saw a lot of what I want Reed Shepherd to be in the finals with McConnell.
I think Reed's a better shooter.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, McConnell, like, in Game 7 took 0 threes. I mean, I don't really see them as the same player.
He struggles with that shot.
Yeah, I don't see them as the same player.
I think Reed's a better shooter, and I think that Reed's a better athlete.
McConnell's more
overall,
physical, though.
But I was going to say, McConnell is more physical because Reed, again, as I keep saying, he's got to fill out. He's got to put some muscle on. He's got to get stronger. But I think Reed with a 42-inch vertical is a better athlete, and he can run.
Yeah, but they're both white and 6'3 or under. So, like, they're pretty much the same guy.
That's where the comparison really ends.
There's not a post office in Mont Bellevue, only in Baytown. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Maybe that's why they
Mont Bellevue's a one-horse town?
Can I just tell you that one of the weirdest things I've ever heard in my life, and this reminds me of that, my buddy claims he has the documentation. He lives in Fort Bend County and Harris County because the line goes through the middle of his house. So he gets jury summonses and everything and has to pay taxes for both counties.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Do they split it?
They split it. And he gets jury summonses for both. For Fort Bend, he's got to serve, and for Harris County. And it always causes problems like tax season.
That's nuts.
Sounds like a
reason to move.
Yeah, I would say you should move. But he said, I got my house on the cheap. I'm not selling. I'm like, okay, that's on you.
It's probably how the Woodlands area has mostly spring addresses. That's probably a good comparison. Cactus Jack has some solid tacos. They're huge. If you get any, start with one and go from there.
That's a good tip right there.
Good to know. I like me some tacos. It's not a Tuesday, but that's all right. It's got a T in the beginning of the name. Taco Thursday, Cactus Jack's, bang, bang.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
In Mont Bellevue. I'm going with the Hive. The Hive, I always say, is the most sophisticated listener base in sports radio history. If they're telling me it's Mont Bellevue, I believe it's Mont Bellevue.
So you're not going with Cactus Jack's own website, which says Baytown.
That's the mailing address. It's not where you reside. That's where you reside. All right, 713-780-ESPN. This texter, I've been there, fellas. Why the are you leaving? We're not leaving. We're just going there for a remote. Like, they're having us out there to be or have a show there. We're not leaving.
Yeah,
at least not yet.
From? We're visiting.
Cactus Jack's is good as far as food. There you go. I can't wait. Homemade meals there. Y'all better watch out because the Baytown baddie is going to come crush the show. It is Baytown. Yeah, we'll see, Rocky. We'll see. I'll stand behind Blankers and let them duke it out with the Baytown baddie.
See who lays claim and fights the hardest to have it in their community.
Just make sure you drink your milk that day, all right?
Yeah. Is it from here or is it from Arkansas?
I don't know. That's where I draw the line. 713-780-ESPN. So Kevin Durant is are we going to go with famous or infamous for what he does
infamous.
On Twitter? I don't know. I kind of like it.
I think it's infamous.
Is it bad or good, though? I like it. I think it's good.
I think infamous can be either.
No, infamous is bad.
I think infamous is normally bad.
Yeah.
It
like a day
bad.
That lives in infamy. Like, you know, what I once said when the Texans traded up for Warriors.
And FDR both use that word, yes.
Yeah, infamous. Well known for some bad quality or deed.
Mm-hmm.
An infamous war criminal. Yeah. The medical council disqualified him for infamous misconduct. Deprived of all or some citizen's rights as a consequence of conviction for a serious crime. It's infamous is bad. It's a negative connotation. I don't think that Kevin Durant's Twitter persona is bad. I find it entertaining and funny. Now, if the burners, I think, is infamous.
That's where I was
that's
the
infamous,
burners,
sure.
I'll go infamous. Him, like, doing little, you know, ringers and stuff and the jabs from his account, I find those to be funny. I find those to be good.
Well, I think from the standpoint of entertainment, you watch the entire thing unfold in front of you because he's not afraid to go at anyone at any time. And it could be a host on a national show, and it could be some rando somewhere in the country that just decides to throw a dagger his way. And I mean, I think that where I would start with is when you get caught with the burner,
that's a
horrible, horrible look.
Completely agree. The burner's a bad look. But so let's look at some of the Kevin Durant's most famous or infamous tweets. He also buried his Emmanuel Acho or Acho. How do you say it, Brian?
Acho.
Emmanuel Acho. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Ocho, but Acho. And also, which Houston sports radio host or media member is Kevin Durant going to go at first? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Championship teams are built with experience, skill, and teamwork, just like Pipefitters Local 211. For over 75 years, we've been representing the best in the trade across the Texas Gulf Coast. Our 4,300 union pipefitters, welders, and HVAC techs bring the heat when it comes to quality, safety, and precision. When you need a home run in craftsmanship, trust the pros who do it right the first time. Pipefitters Local 211. Brought to you by the journeymen and apprentices of Pipefitters Local Union 211.
For over 50 years, Allstate Windows and Siding has helped homeowners reduce outdoor noise, enhance the appearance, and increase the energy efficiency of their homes. Call at 832-204-1936 or visit allstatewindowsandsiding.com to schedule an appointment today.
John Granato here for Game Day Health. Are you feeling lethargic, having issues in the bedroom? How about weight gain, muscle loss, even brain fog? You may have low testosterone. Game Day Men's Health are the experts in testosterone replacement therapy, ED, and weight management strategies. They can help you get back to feeling and performing better. With 5 locations, 15 more on the way, book a free testosterone test today at GameDayMen'sHealth.com. That's GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn.
And this is Bill Olson. Texas Outdoor News is the longest-running, most award-winning outdoor radio show in the state for a lot of good reasons.
We bring you the latest news and information about hunting and fishing across our great state and beyond.
And our guests are who's who from industry, government, and the field.
Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us Saturday mornings at 6, Sunday at 7 on ESPN 97.5.
Small businesses look for banking partners who make fast and efficient decisions. Veritex Community Bank has a lending team standing by to help you navigate through the loan process. Visit veritexbank.com for more details. That's veritexbank.com. Member FDIC, subject to credit approval.
Oh, and that's a hard foul. Let's listen for the call on the floor.
The taxpayer owes back taxes. Penalties and interest are assessed and wage garnishments to begin immediately.
The IRS never misses that call. I wonder if they will challenge it.
The call is under review.
Priority Tax Relief has been called in for a review. Priority is the best in the business at negotiating your tax debt and has even eliminated the debt for some clients. Priority Tax Relief is saving their clients millions of dollars every month.
After a careful review from Priority Tax Relief, the debt has been eliminated. No foul on the play.
Whoa! That completely changes the game, folks.
If you owe more than $5,000, call Priority Tax Relief, and in minutes, they'll review your case for free with a direct line to the IRS to see if you qualify for life-changing relief. No more worrying about wage garnishments or frozen bank accounts. Call Priority Tax Relief today at 800-577-3407. That's 800-577-3407.
We make your tax relief our priority.
Call now.
Priority Tax Relief.
Found the Killer Bees, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Brannan.
Cactus Jack also has good drinks. Bang, bang. I live in Atascocita. The address is Humble. What's up? Class of 03. Humble High.
Live in Humble?
I lived in Atascocita, went to Humble. I'm too old to have went to Atascocita. I predate Atascocita. I lived closer to Atascocita. I lived closer to Atascocita High School than I did Humble, but it wasn't around yet. We were a two high school district back in my day.
Makes sense.
As an old man. Humble and Kingwood. They were massive, too. Both of them were top 10 enrollment in the state of Texas. 713-780-ESPN. Who is Kevin Durant most likely to go after first in Houston? He's a sports radio host, media member. Because Kevin Durant's pretty famous or infamous, however we want to look at this, on Twitter. The burner infamous, the little jabs I find funny. Kevin Durant, a few of his famous tweets. Twitter's better than going to the club. I'm watching the History Channel in the club. I guess he ended up going. And I'm wondering, how do these people know what's going on in the sun? Ain't nobody ever been. Touche. Great point. No takers for my foot rub, so I'm going to soak them in hot grits. Okay. Never knew about that. He has a fascination for Scarlett Johansson. He went after Amber Rose. I know this is random, but I seen you in L.A. You got the meanest bald head ever. Better than MJ, Charles Barkley, and all of them. You got the meanest bald head ever, better than Barkley and MJ.
Was that him shooting a shot?
I don't think so. I think this is kind of like his funny era.
All right.
I don't know what that is. You ever wake up in the middle of the night and think about a girl you like or starting to like and sit at the edge of the bed and say, dang, I want her? Kevin Durant saying this. Looking at your phone after being away from it for 2 hours and no text or nothing is a tough feeling, man. LOL, it hurts. I think that's Dre right now because he thought I was going to call him after the show yesterday. Kevin Durant, I remember when I got attacked by a dog walking to the bus stop. I got on the bus and I didn't have no lunch money. I got robbed by a dog. Kevin Durant. Bubble guts woke me up out my sleep. I had to check my sheets for any slippage.
Oh, no.
Kevin Durant, funny. Fultz got some poop emoji with him. The Hezzy pull-up Jimbo was smooth. Probably don't understand what I just said if you don't really hoop. Maybe a shot at some people. Girl, if you like bacon and egg sandwich, you look good. Kevin, I don't know if he's thirsty or what.
Wasn't there one?
Thirsty,
there,
had too much to eat? I don't know.
Wasn't there, he jumped into like a porn star's DMs and then she highlighted how he was like in pursuit, but then the minute that like they had dinner, he was like, yeah, no, I don't think so. Done, and just turned and walked out.
I don't remember that. I'm not in those circles.
Yeah, I think that was out there for a while.
Deshaun Watson did that before his rookie year, and I remember I called it out. I was like, I don't know if I love my quarterback.
He was dunking on her.
Yeah. And then you had Jimmy Garoppolo that went out like on
with
a date with
another porn star,
one,
yeah.
I read. So, like, those guys didn't have great careers. I don't know if that's the gateway that you want, quite frankly. Kevin Durant blasted Emmanuel Acho as well. I guess this is somewhat recently. Yeah, this is yesterday. Emmanuel Acho came up with a legacy formula, which is rings won, teams that you've won them with, And then I don't know the calculus here.
Oh, it's rings won divided by teams you played for.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So rings divided by teams you played for. So Steph, 4 rings, 1 team. He has a legacy score of 4. Bron, 4 rings, 3 teams, legacy score of 1.3. And then he had KD, 2 rings, 5 teams, legacy score of 0.4. And Kevin Durant then would go into his comments. According to the great Kevin Durant's legacy formula that was created by the best labs at MIT, Emmanuel's the worst linebacker of all time. You sure you want to listen to this guy about greatness? Hot take artists have ruined the sport. Football guys, no disrespect, but then adds disrespect. But y'all boys need to stay in your lanes. You don't know what it's like in between these lines, man. Give it a break. Dudes who quit football early to pursue media talk and mental toughness, cut it out. So that was back in May, apparently, with Kevin Durant and Emmanuel Acho.
I thought that was yesterday.
This must go back sometime because this.
They might have gotten into it before.
This timestamp I just looked at says May 15th, 2021.
But the first one
it was
you
at
read?
1:29 p.m. That was yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, so it got recycled somehow.
So Acho put the list out on FS1 yesterday morning. KD responded yesterday. And then Acho, with 3 other NFL guys around him, was worried about who had his back and if he'd have a job tomorrow and who's with me or who's on KD's side. This is what it's come down to, especially on FS1. But it's just the thing that bothers me the most about it, because I've always loved Kevin Durant's game. The problem is that he's going to get docked the way LeBron got docked about jumping to other teams to try and create super teams to win. But you cannot. You cannot discount what he is as a scorer, what he's going to mean overall when his career is over. Legacy for championships is one thing. Legacy as a scorer and one of the best basketball players to ever play the game is a totally different conversation. And he's in it. I hate to break it to you, but he's in it.
No doubt. No doubt about it. So Kevin Durant going after people on Twitter and burners and all that stuff. KD from DC, he's not playing no games with clowns. I like it. So who is Kevin Durant most likely to go at first in Houston? Whether it's a sports radio host, it's a media member, 713-780-ESPN. Who is the first to get it from Kevin Durant in this city? We'll opine. We'll give our thoughts on this. Also, Paul apparently had some thoughts about this earlier, I've learned. We'll discuss next. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Sell your house in the most simplest way. GreenlightOffer.com.
How old is your home? If it's 40 years or older, you might need a whole house repipe. Old pipes leak and corrode. This can damage your home and give you crappy quality water. Plus, old pipes can burst in freezing temperatures. You need Aqueduct Plumbing. They'll repipe a one-story, two-bath home for only $5,500. Even if your home is larger, they have great pricing. Aqueduct has done thousands of repipes. Visit AqueductPlumbingCompany.com or call 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238.
Are you ready for the all-new Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live glowing fire? Come watch your favorite Hot Wheels Monster Trucks fly, crash, and smash. Kids, tickets are half off. Coming July 19th and 20th for the first time ever to Toyota Center in Houston. Get tickets now at ToyotaCenter.com.
Whether you're buying a home or you're refinancing, Kent Jones at Dream Rate Mortgage is the guy for you. He's done over 1,400 closings. He's been in it for 30 years. He knows all the hacks. He can save you thousands and thousands of dollars. He does it all the time. Dream Rate Mortgage is the way to go. Shop your loan. Kent Jones loves that. Dream Rate Mortgage, 975loans.com. That's 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473. J. Ken Jones, NMLS number 356118. Equal housing lender.
Blue Star Tequila, the world's first and only night-harvested tequila. This is tequila that's natural, unfiltered best, made with 100% blue agave and totally additive-free. Smooth, vibrant, and full of character. It's tequila the way it was meant to be. So whether you're chasing championships or celebrating the moment, raise your glass to bold beginnings and taste the Blue Star difference. Find it near you at BlueStarTequila.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson.
And I'm Siobhana Rabashriver.
And we are so excited to be bringing you Culture Club HTX every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Our show is about
sports, community, fashion, and of course, business, and all the things that make Houston the heartbeat of Texas.
Our community. That's our favorite, right?
That's one of my most favorite. So every Sunday, 8 a.m., ESPN Radio 92.5 and 97.5. We can't wait for you to tune in. in.
John Granata here with Yanni Damaris from Damaris Barbecue. I am a wing connoisseur, and I think your Greek wings are as good as any wings in this city.
The Greek wings, I just had one that I brought in just now. It was awesome.
You can get them smoked as well.
Yes.
Or you can get them
fried with Frank's hot sauce. You can get them with our second-gen barbecue sauce. You can get them just about any way you want.
Damaris Barbecue, two locations. One's on 610 at 18th Street. The other's at Shepherd, just north of West Alabama. Or you can order ahead at Damaris.com.
Houston is Soccer City USA, and World Cup 2026 is coming our way. Join me, Glenn Davis, every Tuesday and Wednesday, 6 Central Time, for Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Presented by the Daspit Law Firm.
We're back. Time to go inside the Veritex Community Bank Studio and join the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Joe George's Inside the Icebox sidekick, Jeremy Branham.
Dre's giving me the business on YouTube, and now I'm getting the business from the big voice guy? Come on! I don't need it from both ends. Dre and big voice guy. Does big voice guy have a name? Do we know?
He does have a name. Should we give it out over here?
Is it like kayfabe?
It's not Spencer Tillman.
No, it's not
anymore.
Like, do we? Is that a radio thing? Is that an industry thing where we hide the identity of the voice guy?
I don't know.
He might get him. Maybe he gets more business out of it, more run.
Yeah.
I mean, on TV.
I can find it for you. I don't remember it off the top of my head.
I mean, we could just make up a fake name. I don't really need his
name.
What
was the guy from Saturday Night Live forever? Don Pardo.
I'm not familiar with Don Pardo's
name.
Oh,
you would know his voice.
He's the one that introduced the cast really for 40 years.
Would I know his face or just his voice?
No, just his voice in Saturday Night Live.
You know, I do kind of remember the face now. Did he do some, like, late night TV?
He might have done Letterman or something for a while. But Don Pardo's voice on Saturday Night Live was pretty famous.
Let's just call him Don. Big voice Don. I don't need his real name. I just need a way to identify the dude.
Yeah. I mean, we knew Spence.
We did know Spence.
That name is actually closer than you realize.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What, Don Pardo?
No, well, okay. Because the name is Jim, but his wife, who also voices some of her stuff, is named Don, D-A-W-N.
That's his wife?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's weird.
Jim and Don.
I could have promised you that the voice, the lady voice who does our VO, was at least half the age of the male voice VO. I mean, maybe they are.
I mean, yeah, that doesn't preclude
maybe
it.
Maybe they are. But, well, I mean, that's usually rare. Usually you don't see husband-wife combo that have a 20-year separation. It's possible. It happens. Yeah. But it is somewhat rare.
It's uncommon, sure.
Sam now does some of them, too. But in Abigail,
Sam
I think
does? I've heard Abigail.
Two.
I don't think I've heard Abigail, Sam.
No, Sam does at least one.
I've heard Abigail on one.
Yeah, and Abigail does one. Yep.
Yeah. Freaking... You emailed that guy. Hey, can we have you take some cracks at Branham? What did you title the email? What was in the subject?
It was new Killer Bee rejoins. I sent out four. The fourth one I haven't got back yet.
No, I'm a little upset with Big Voice Don too for voicing that. He should have refused.
Yeah, we did get information from inside sources that this was all you're doing.
Yeah,
that is correct. Yeah.
Now to pick on Ryan a little bit. I think you did three of them.
Four.
Yeah, I sent off four. I don't have the fourth one back yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you did three. So three of them are finished.
Yes.
He did all three in a row.
Oh, did he
so
really?
I gave him a little bit of grief on that. I was like, you're kind of, I mean, you're not leaving anything in the tank here.
Yeah, I told him to mix them in. I didn't mean do three in a row.
You're
but.
Walking across the desert and drinking all your water in the first hour. You know, you can't shoot them all out in three consecutive rejoins. That was a rookie mistake. And you know what? I really blame you because you mentored him.
Oh, that's on me?
Yeah, I think it is. All right, so who is Kevin Durant going to go after first? 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Odd that Durant goes after Branham first. I take offense to this. Why would he come after me? Professional athletes never come after me. Lindsey Singleton blocked me on Twitter, Brian, by the way. You missed that on yesterday's show. I don't know why. What are the odds for me getting called out by Kevin Durant?
Are you going to mention about him not picking up a teammate? That could lead you there.
I don't at people. Well, that's true. That Titus Howard got upset with me. Laramie Tunsil. I feel like I was on the right side of history there, though. They got rid of Laramie Tunsil, probably because he didn't help the quarterback off the football field. And four of the five offensive linemen were helping C.J. Stroud.
I think that there was definitely some behind-the-scenes stuff going on that rubbed people the wrong way about Laramie Tunsil.
Probably. Texter says Adam Wexler. Nah, it's the home of the Rockets.
Yeah, Wex works for the team. indirect. I mean, actually, as a at least in part-time fashion, and he works for the network that's owned by the owner. There's no way.
I would disqualify anybody on that
correct.
Station, right?
Like, you don't think Durant will go after someone that works for the station?
You have three guys that are voices on the broadcast for the Rockets that are not going to be the one.
No. Like, maybe something they did in the past.
Yeah, I don't think
you
go after Ackerman.
I'm talking about new stuff.
Ackerman and Calvin aren't going to do it either.
Yeah, no, I agree with them. I could see it for Wex or for Clanton, though.
How so?
No way. They value their jobs.
Depending on the opinion, it wouldn't be for something they said during the Rockets broadcast. I think it'd be for something they said during their radio show.
I think it'd have to be something they tweeted. I don't think he's going to listen or watch their show.
Although, word travels fast, that if something, like a post-game news conference or something like that, or someone gets some word to him that someone said this, he'd get wind of it.
I have a hard time thinking of anybody on that station.
There's a lot of players that, believe it or not, would videotape the game or record the games and then go home and watch it again and then have things to say about what was said.
That might be the most sensitive thing I've ever heard.
But it's happened.
That is so weird.
Yeah. And, the other thing is, between family members and friends that are watching the game when they're playing it, and then they get to their phone after the game, and there's, who's so-and-so, they were saying this.
Yeah, that's odd. But so are we disqualifying everybody on that station? Who does Durant go after first? I do, too. I'm going to disqualify everybody. So we outvote you.
The guys that don't have anything at all to do with the team, but I still think they got to tiptoe a little bit.
Yeah, like I couldn't even see the quarterback saying it.
Yeah, that's the one guy I was thinking if QB1 would. I don't think he would.
Well, Durant will probably go after Paul just by looking at him, says the texter. Come on, don't be mean to Paul. We're not going to read mean things.
If Paul brings up his high school career, Durant might go after him.
The Taps 2A six-man?
Yeah, something like that.
In Sunshine State?
Yeah.
Bring back Josh Innes just to cover Durant. Yeah,
oh, my God, that would do it.
That would be at the top of the list.
That'd be combustible, I think, between those two. Texter says probably you two. Who would be more likely between Blankers and I that he would go after?
Jeremy.
Yeah, I'd probably more of a volume tweeter. I'd probably offend him. Now, I don't tag people. Like, I think that's weird. Like, I wouldn't do that. Hey, KD, you should have grabbed that rebound. Like, that's odd behavior. I might say that in a tweet, but I wouldn't at the guy. But he finds that stuff. So, yeah, I think it's fair. Paul was talking about this earlier on his show. Here was Paul's take on the first Houston sports radio host or media member he would go after.
Who will be the first ESPN Houston person?
That's specific.
That he dunks on. And if it took you more than a second to think to yourself, Jeremy Branham, you do not listen to this station nearly as much as you need to.
Hey.
Because no one trolls like Jeremy Branham on X. I like Jeremy. I do. We have fun with each other. I like everybody who works at this station. I truly do. I get along with everybody very well. But Jeremy online versus Jeremy in person, it is really funny. Because I know Jeremy's screwing around, but you see some of the things that he posts and some of the way that just local members of Houston media respond to what he says, I get a kick out of it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be true.
Hey!
Made for the stray!
So hard, Sean.
Tell the talent to shut
and
up!
Honestly, Jeremy,
or the
I hope you play along.
That's messed up. He was also very specific. He said ESPN. He even go to the whole market. I get a little. I didn't get offended that Paul said that. I think Paul brings up good points. I do like to troll. I don't know how much fun Paul and I have, but I got offended by Mapes. How dare Mapes chime in with that? Mapes, just know your role. Turn off your mic and push some buttons.
Just made the list.
He was a sniper. He was just waiting for Paul to give him.
It's messed up, Mapes. I like you. Maybe not so much. I gave him a hat the other day. And he's taking shots. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Pete, who's Kevin Durant taking a shot at first?
You know what? For some reason, I'm thinking, even though he's not a TV guy or radio guy, actually, he is a TV guy. Calvin Murphy. I know this sounds odd because Calvin's pretty much an easygoing guy. And he holds a lot of the players in high regard and is just a big cheerleader. But there's a lot of expectation with this move. And KD brings a certain, set of talents. And I kind of feel like if he falters a bit, gets injured, maybe doesn't lift a team like he's supposed to, do you think Calvin might say something that may rub him the wrong way?
Appreciate it, Pete.
Appreciate the call, Pete. I don't think Pete, thinking about it, I don't think Pete's wrong from the standpoint of, and Murph and I have had the conversation, I can't tell you how many times over the years, where he has just said, I know who signs my checks, but I also know that I go to the barbershop and I see guys all the time. And if I'm not keeping it real and being honest, I get just obliterated with comments that call me out. He's like, so I will say what I feel. I'll probably soft sell it, but I have to be able to say what I see. And I think Pete brings up a perfect example. If KD's sitting out, if he's hurt, if it's something like that, I could see Murph saying, hey, we need Kevin Durant right now, and he needs to be on the floor because this team is starting to sink, and they need someone to help him swim.
Texture says absolutely not. He'll respect Calvin. See, I think Pete's point is a pretty good one, but I also agree with the texture. Like, there will be the respect for Calvin that he would.
Such and also, a large age gap, though.
Plus, most of Durant going after people is Twitter. It's Twitter. Like, have we ever heard of him going off, like, on the radio or on TV about a guy or in a press conference about a guy? I have.
Well, he went after Ocho because Emmanuel Ocho because it was on – no, because of the – he saw it on TV.
But how did he go – okay.
He saw it on TV, which caused him to react.
Oh, I thought he was responding to the post that he made.
No, I believe he – because
what I read was in his replies, Ocho's replies.
But I think that initially, I don't know. I thought that he said, maybe someone saw it. I thought he saw it on TV because that's where he did the graphic
maybe so.
And everything with it. But maybe I'm wrong.
I was going to say Calvin Murphy because of his suits. Kevin Durant's going to go off on Calvin because of his suits.
Players love Calvin swag.
Durant will go after Vanessa if she gets in the way during shoot around. She won't get in the way.
No.
She did get beaned by a basketball though earlier this year.
She got hit in the dome once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Durant's gonna go after Paul, says a texter. Texter says it will definitely be John. Ooh, I could see it being John.
John ain't going to a press conference.
He doesn't have to go to a press conference.
Oh, you're right. If it's Twitter, it's possible.
This texter says Salisbury. I disagree. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'd be.
I think they have
station.
The wrong football guy. Who does Kevin Durant go after? He goes after people who tweet, football who are guys. Football guys, who he perceives as not knowing basketball. Who does that fit to a T? Mm-hmm.
Baytown Batty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Baytown Batty.
I think if he disagrees with one of Batty's basketball takes, that could be someone he goes
after.
So
you're going Baytown Batty.
I am.
I'm going to go myself. I think it's a fair point.
Oh, yeah. Here it's you. Here it's you.
I think it's a valid point. I agree with Paul.
See, I was thinking first and foremost about, like, I'm just – for some reason I had the whole press conference thing in mind, and that way I would go Paul. Because Paul goes to a lot of games, and Paul goes to the press conference.
Oh, like he doesn't like a question at the press conference?
And Paul likes to throw in a little tougher question, which I give him credit for, but he's Texans and otherwise – he's gotten into it with Ozzie Guillen before a baseball game. I could see Paul throwing a tough question KD's way.
It's probably going to be Jackson Gatlin. Gatlin's going to ask him a question about, like, unit rates and stuff like that and the plus minuses.
I think Jackson learned his lesson. The Jalen Green
But, I mean, he's going to write. Maybe he has, like, a post, and he's like, yeah, Kevin Durant's one of the worst five units the Rockets run out there. You know, data stuff. I think it could be Jackson. Maybe it's one of the bloggers. Maybe it's one of those
guys. I was
trying
to think which blogger. Some of them just want to be boys with the guys, so they're not going to do that. But I'm trying to. It won't be
Jackson's
Ben.
What about Ben DeBose?
Yeah, he's a homer.
He's a massive.
And
homer.
Yeah,
but he takes losses hard. And
yeah, well, that's why he quit Twitter. He quit Twitter because of the mental health aspect of it.
Okay,
so like he's out. I mean Jackson of the bloggers, and I like all the bloggers. They do fantastic work. I think Jackson would be the one that would be like the toughest, the first to critique.
He's not afraid to. I think. Roosh. But he was absolutely attacked with his criticism of Jalen Green in the past, and I think even the organization had taken issue with it to where I think he may have changed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's no way of knowing that, really. Durant will go after Charlie Polillo on X. Maybe so. That'd be funny.
Charlie
so who was
back.
Your answer? Who was your answer?
I think it's Paul.
Okay. What if it's Kelly Eco, like something he writes in The Athletic?
He wouldn't be close enough to the mic,
or
so it would have to
question?
Be something he tweeted.
Maybe a dumb question at a press conference.
Yeah, I don't think Kelly's because he has to talk to these guys every day.
True.
I don't think he's going to do that.
He's got to maintain a relationship.
Yeah.
That's why I can blast these people. I don't need to be friends with these guys.
Oh, maybe
I couldn't
Mark
care
Berman.
Less.
But Berman's normally, he takes
Berman's,
the high road.
Berman doesn't. Kind of, he's a homer on Twitter.
Berman likes to attack umpires and opposing teams, but Berman's not going to attack the home team.
No, he's a homer. I would say he's more of a homer than he is soft.
John McClain?
Oh, it's a good call. He calls it pathetic after he scores like 8 points on 1-of-12 shooting. Pathetic performance, the worst I've ever seen. Like when Azeez Alshire hit Trevor Lawrence and said it was the dirtiest play in the history of the game.
All the way days to my days watching Baylor, I haven't seen this guy play this bad for this long.
John McClain's a sleeper.
Ooh, Michael with an interesting one. Big Sarge.
I don't think so because of nope.
Hashtag interesting.
But Big Sarge has been on an agenda.
Hashtag buddies.
He's been on an agenda, though, that they shouldn't have traded Jalen Green. He's been defending Jalen Green. He defended Jalen Green today, in which I quote tweeted because I couldn't respond because he turned comments off.
Yeah, shocker.
So, baby, it's going to be fun. I can't wait, though. I think I'm more excited about Kevin Durant going after Houston sports media or sports host than I am him actually playing for the Houston Rockets. I'm fascinated.
You think Kenny would do it?
Who?
Kim Davis has a chance.
Nah,
Kim Davis every now and then gets a little spicy on Twitter.
I heard she bakes cookies for, like, coaches and players.
Oh, that's possible. Yeah.
So I don't think she's going to – I think she'll probably give Durant a snickerdoodle before she gets blasted on Twitter. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Mailbag Monday, what's your question for the – yes, it's Tuesday. We didn't get to it yesterday. Mailbag Monday, what's your question for the Bees? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
This is ESPN 97.5, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. Brought to you by Zada Jewelers.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.